This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, when a cold case detective decides to use his analytical skills to evaluate the Bible or the evidence for God, it can be a fascinating journey. In his previous book, Cold Case Christianity, J. Warner Wallace applied time-tested investigative tools and techniques to evaluate the claims of the Gospels. This time, his book, God's Crime Scene, applies those same techniques to examine the universe as a crime scene. He invites the reader to sit on a jury as he makes a compelling case for God's existence. He sifts through the clues and develops a profile of the suspect. That would be an uncaused, intelligent designer who is all-powerful, non-spatial, and non-material. 8 chapters investigate various clues while building a profile. Some of the most important questions raised and answers are, did the universe have a beginning? Is the universe really fine-tuned for life? What about the origin of life? What about consciousness and free will? And how can we explain the existence of God if evil is in the world? Key to his investigation is the question of whether we have enough evidence inside the room or whether we need to go outside the room. If a person is found dead in a room, can we explain it inside the room? There's a suicide note. The gun belonged to the victim. There is not forced entry. But you must look outside the room if there are muddy footprints, foreign fingerprints, and DNA that does not belong to the victim. When we investigate the universe, can we explain it inside the room, or do we need to go outside the room and find a cause of the universe? Can we explain what looks like design inside the room, or do we need a designer? J. Warner Wallace does an outstanding job addressing these sorts of questions. Do we have evidence for a divinely created universe? This detective makes a compelling case. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
From PureFlix.
I'm not ashamed. Rachel Scott's life was taken at Columbine High, but her story lives on. Rated PG-13. In theaters October 21st.